we're back here in Epiphany. And I'm happy to welcome our next guest, who I had the pleasure of interviewing not too long ago, filling in for Teresa Tommy on Catholic Connection. Patrick Riley's with us, president and CEO and founder of the Cardinal Newman Society. Thank you so much, Patrick, for joining us here in Epiphany.
Great to be with you, Vanessa. Thank you.
So we're talking about the Pope declaring Cardinal Newman a church doctor and signaling Catholic education is a priority. You were there. So very excited to have you on Epiphany sharing with our listeners your experience of attending. So kind of give us an overview, Patrick, what that was like.
Oh, wow. Well, being in Rome anytime is just wonderful, and this was a dream for me. I was at the beatification of St. John Henry Newman, the canonization, and now the declaration that he is the 38th doctor of the church and patron of Catholic education. So it's just been an extraordinary adventure for me through my life, but it's so important to the church. I think St. John Henry Newman is a very, very important saint for our time. I think that he lived through a period where he foresaw what was coming in terms of secularism and the relativism and the problems that were facing society. And so he speaks so well to the issues that we face today.
And what does it mean? You know, obviously he's the namesake of the Cardinal Newman Society. Tell us about that. What does he mean now that he's a doctor of the church? What does that mean to the Cardinal Newman Society?
Yeah, so it again, it's so extraordinary. I mean, when we named the Cardinal Newman Society and chose him as our patron, he had been declared a cardinal late in life. But he was very well known in part for his lifelong devotion to faithful Catholic education, which was described so beautifully in his series of lectures that were compiled in the book called Idea of a University. And so it was very important to us to reflect his vision of Catholic education, which we thought was so needed today, with much of Catholic education having become so secular, and many Catholics choosing secular education over Catholic education. But then, you know, for them in this period, 2010, he's beatified, 2019, canonized, and now doctor of the church and patron of Catholic education. It really means a lot to us. And it's obviously very important to our work because we focused on his message with regard to Catholic education. And I do think that he proposes Catholic education as the solution to the many, many problems that we face in society and the church today. And that's exactly what we're doing, is saying that if we can form our young people and form them well in the faith, and to understand how the faith integrates into absolutely everything that we know and study and do, then the world's going to be a much better place.
So we're talking about Pope Leo XIV on November 1st, All Saints Day, bestowed one of the Catholic Church's highest honors on St. John Henry Newman, the deeply influential 19th century British convert and theologian, declaring him a doctor of the church and holding him up as a model for Catholic educators. Only 37 other people have been given the title doctor in the 2,000-year history of the Catholic Church. Newman now joins the ranks of such monumental Christian figures as St. Augustine, St. Teresa of Lisieux, and St. John of the Cross. So, Patrick, can you explain to our listeners, what does it mean to have this title? Can you elaborate a little bit more about what does it mean to be a doctor of the church?
Yeah, a doctor of the church must be a saint, and so we have over 8,000 individuals in the history of the church that have been venerated as you know, with the certainty that they are in heaven with God. And and yet here are 38 that are set apart by the church, in particular for study by Christians to better understand the Christian life and the way of Christ. And Newman is now one of those 38. So here he is with Thomas Aquinas as a co-patron of Catholic education and a doctor of the church, St. Augustine. It's a very, very high honor and esteem that's being given to Newman, saying that really every Catholic ought to be aware of what Newman taught and ought to study it. So, you know, we're excited to help facilitate that with the Cardinal Newman Society to try to teach people more of what he taught and said.
So again, Pope Leo pronounced Cardinal Newman a church doctor on November 1st during a Holy Mass, a Holy Year Mass for Catholics, teachers, and students, during which he also declared, like you just said, Patrick, Newman a co-patron of Catholic education alongside St. Thomas Aquinas. And it's interesting, it's particularly fitting because it was Leo's namesake, Pope Leo XIII, who named Newman a Catholic cardinal after his conversion, and it was the earlier Leo who declared Aquinas a doctor of the church and patron of the Catholic education. So these are just kind of like interesting facts about what has just transpired here as well. Patrick.
Yes, yeah, it's rather extraordinary. And Leo XIV is clearly following in the footsteps, even though this process for naming Newman a doctor started under Pope Francis. It really is a great moment for Pope Leo to continue that. I'm hoping that he also takes steps to reinforce Aquinas and Thomism in Catholic education, because I think we've lost that in many of our universities, certainly, and even at the elementary and secondary level, we should be doing a better job of forming young people in the ability to reason and to articulate arguments, and to do that in defense of the faith.
Yeah, and to be critical thinkers. We've talked about this before, Patrick, when, you know, so many kids attending secular schools, public colleges, and then even Catholic, so-called Catholic schools that are not part of the Newman Society, and they're being challenged by professors who are not just not in line with the Catholic Church, but boldly go against the teachings and actually, you know, have given students bad grades because they challenge them on their beliefs. We want to create critical thinkers. And so can you kind of speak to us about why the Newman Guide is so important for parents when they're looking for schools for their kids?
Sure. Well, we're looking for institutions, schools, elementary and secondary, colleges, graduate programs, homeschool programs, that embody, model what St. John Henry Newman called for in his vision, and even more important, that embody the full mission of Catholic education as the Church presents it to us. And so we don't accept compromise. We identify institutions that are serious about faithful Catholic education. And so that's been very important to families that are also serious about ensuring that their young people, and even as adults, that they're getting this good, faithful Catholic education that doesn't reject Catholic teaching and doesn't exclude it from their study of any topic, whether it's science, engineering, math, literature, history. It doesn't matter what it is. It ought to be fully consistent and informed by the insights of our faith.
You know, Patrick Riley, President, CEO, and founder of the Cardinal Newman Society with us here, you also teach. You know, you're adjunct professor teaching rhetoric at Holy Apostle College and Seminary, and a teacher and developer of logic, rhetoric, and philosophy courses for students grade 7 through 12. Patrick, what are some of the things that you see students are challenged with today, and why the faith foundation is so important with what they face against the culture?
You know, we used to talk about the challenge of faith and reason, and, you know, Pope St. John Paul II was very clear on the divorce between the two, and often we lamented the lack of the integration of the faith into the curriculum. And yet today, I think, the challenge is on both ends, right? We have many Catholic institutions that are not doing a great job or paying much attention to formation of the mind and cultivation of this philosophical habit of the mind that Newman promoted. And so I think the great challenge today is to recall the great importance and the great value of being formed well in the ability to think about the world and to be able to understand the challenges in front of us. That's how we're going to combat ideology and all of these falsehoods that are being put in front of our young people.
And we know that there's going to be a Newman Guide, a new Newman Guide coming out soon, Patrick.
That's right. Yeah. So you know, we're constantly updating the Newman Guide, but years ago we stopped publishing it as a print product. It's just been on the website, and we've had many people ask for a return to the print edition. So this, we're very excited this year to be releasing a print edition of the Newman Guide, and we'll be doing that for the foreseeable future.
We're talking with Patrick Riley here today, President, CEO, and founder of the Cardinal Newman Society, talking about Pope declaring Cardinal Newman a church doctor, signaling Catholic education a priority. Patrick, I like to ask guests whenever possible about their epiphany moments in life where the Lord really kind of shines truth on us and leads us in the direction he wants us to go. We have many of these throughout our lifetime. Can you share an epiphany moment with us here?
I mean, I've certainly had many moments of crisis or wonderful experiences. If I could, I mean, it might not be as specific as you're looking for, but just the experience of teaching, as you mentioned, you know, I never really thought to be a teacher, never really saw myself as necessarily being very good at it. But my wife has a hybrid Catholic program called Aquinas Learning, and I started working with her on that. That's where I'm teaching the rhetoric and philosophy and logic. And boy, that has just changed my life, and being able to address, you know, these topics as from the role of the teacher and engaging with young people and seeing their minds open and seeing how excited they are to be, you know, given the keys to use their minds in a way that brings them closer and closer to God and contemplation of him. It really is an extraordinary experience that I frankly recommend to everyone. You know, don't just learn, but teach. And you frankly learn better when you teach.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you teach, you learn. When you write, you learn, which I love. That's what I love being about a print reporter, too, is that every time I did research and write, I was learning, you know, and the work that I do here. That's why I love interviewing people like you, Patrick, because I learn all the time. You're right. You teach, you learn. You write, you learn. You know, Pope Leo's decision, Patrick, to hold Newman as a model for Catholic educators suggests that Catholic teaching is a priority for him and will be going forward, especially as he emphasizes the ethical use of AI and for future generations. What does that mean to you and the Cardinal Newman Society that the Pope is putting so much emphasis on Catholic education?
Oh, I think it's so exciting. I mean, to be frank, the last pontificate did not put a lot of emphasis on that. That's not a criticism. That's, you know, every pope has their different priorities. But for us, we're very excited to see this attention. Certainly Pope Benedict and John Paul II were very concerned with the problems in Catholic education. And I was, you know, I was looking for hints that Pope Leo understands the big challenges of secularism and infidelity, even in Catholic education. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hear a lot of it in his main talks. He focused on the foundations of Catholic education. But on Friday, a little known talk that he gave to the leaders of Latin American universities, he really laid it on the line quite clearly. He said that your universities must be moved by the same conviction in which he was talking about, the conviction of the missionaries and the bishops who established those universities for Christ. And he said that you are called to become pathways of the mind toward God, and that you must embody the Catholic identity that distinguishes your institutions. So that gave me not only hope that Pope Leo will focus on Catholic education, but that he's focused also and well aware of the challenges to Catholic identity and the challenges of secularism that we're facing in our culture today. And I think we're going to see more of that come out over the next few years.
Yeah, that's a great point, Patrick. He also said in his homily, lead kindly light, to urge the Catholic educators shine like stars in the world in a collective search for truth. He also said the task of education is precisely to offer this kindly light to those who might otherwise remain imprisoned by the particularly insidious shadows of pessimism and fear. We are called to form people so they may shine like stars in their full dignity. And we know that the enemy loves to put us in fear, and that's the opposite of faith in Christ. Can you kind of speak to how educators are really shining that light of truth on kids to live in a life of faith and not fear?
Yeah, that, I was very happy to see that from Pope Leo. It harkens back to what Pope Benedict spoke about repeatedly, this idea of an educational emergency that exists today, where we have young people who simply lack hope because they don't know Christ. They don't really understand God working in their lives, and that's something that Catholic education brings out. And so, you know, to see the growth, the very rapid growth that we're seeing of faithful, serious Catholic education, both through the classical liberal education movement, but also, which has to be accompany that, the renewed emphasis on fidelity and faith and religious practice and mass and adoration. All of that is so important, and it's what we're seeing through this whole Newman Guide movement, and it just keeps growing. And so God is blessing this, the Holy Spirit is working, and the impact that this is going to have on the church is enormous.
Any last words you want to share with our listeners here, Patrick, about the Cardinal Newman Society? Anything else you want them to know?
No, we're going to keep doing more and more. We see it as a responsibility to be making sure that people are well aware of what this new doctor of the church taught. And so we're going to be doing a lot more to issue publications and try to boil down some of his more difficult writings so people understand them. And I'm very excited about that. So keep paying attention to CardinalNewmanSociety.org. And we're going to try to serve the entire church in the best way we can.
And the next Newman Guide to come out, you know, look out for that.
Please do, yes. And please support and lead people to these institutions. It's going to be good for them and great for the church.
God bless. Patrick Riley, thank you so much for joining us here in Epiphany.
Thank you, Vanessa. God bless you.
God bless you and all that you do. President, CEO, and founder of the Cardinal Newman Society will put all the information up in the archive section of Epiphany at AveMariaRadio.net. Of course, links to the article as well, where Pope Leo XIV declared Cardinal Newman a church doctor. So we'll share all those articles, links to the Cardinal Newman Society, links to the Newman Guide as well, in the archive section of Epiphany. Right now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about three books for kids about the rosary. Don't go away.